Hello, everyone. This is the third edition of the Stephen D. Podcast, also the last weekly edition. Before we get started, I want to wish y'all a happy Memorial Day, and I hope you've enjoyed it so far. I hope you enjoyed the weekend. So I'm going to tell you all of what we are going to do on this podcast. First, I'm going to tell you the weather forecast, and there is yet another chance of thunderstorms. Two, in fact. Three. Well, man. Four. Oh my goodness. So yeah, there's 4 days where it could possibly storm this week. So I'm going to tell you that forecast, and it's pretty active. And then I'm going to tell you a little about my life. You know, there's not much to say, because I really didn't do much. Then, yes, there's more. Then I'm going to tell you about Stranded Part 2 release. I'm going to tell you the preview of that game, because in case you don't know, it comes out in 7 days. You hear that? 7. And I'm not done working on it, but I know how it's going, and I know how it's going to keep going. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, you know. I'm not going to spoil this game for you. You're going to have to play it. So, yeah, let's get on with the podcast. So, for the weather, today it's just a cloudy, hot day. Tonight, it'll still be mostly to partly cloudy with lows in the lower 70s. Tuesday will be partly to mostly sunny with highs in the 80s and, like, upper 80s, you know. Tuesday night will be partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the low to mid 70s. And Wednesday's the first day of storms. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a 20 to 30% chance of storms to the west in the afternoon. But at night, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of storms here in the DFW Metroplex with lows in the low to mid 70s. Thursday, the storms stick around, highs in the 80s. Thursday night and Friday, will mostly to partly cloudy, temps in the 80s. Then Saturday is the last time it's going to be partly to mostly sunny in this forecast. In the 80s again, like 87 or something. But Saturday night and Sunday, chance of storms. There is a chance of thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday, and I think it will go until Sunday evening, so I'll have to keep taps on that in blog posts over the next upcoming week. Monday, it'll turn back into mostly sunny with the 80s. Okay, now for our next segment in this packed podcast is the life update. Yeah, not much has gone on. It's been chill, like I said. You know, you've learned about the tornado outbreak. That never actually happened. There was never any tornadoes. It just, like, miraculously turned into a severe flooding, which was good, you know. I would rather have it flood, and I bet everyone would rather have traffic problems than be torn up and devastated and all that. I know I would. If I was a driver, I'd rather have severe traffic problems than get devastated like that. So yeah, there's not much else to say about life, so let's get on with the Stranded preview. What the game is you're gonna wake up in the morning, or actually in the evening. You're gonna have slept all day because of the exertion you were exposed to yesterday. So you're going to wake up, and you're going to be on the platform. Now, there's going to be a slide, there's a note, and some of these notes might say silly things, like, it's your choice if you want to pick them up and waste your time. Some of them might just say, sup, how you doing, having a good time, ha ha, I hope you enjoy your adventures. You know, the notes might say stuff like that, or they might give helpful hints. For example, there is a monster right after you turn left for the third time after the tree. Because, you know, it's going to be specific stuff like that. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what the hints will say. That's just an example. Or let's try another example. After you cross the bridge, there is a dangerous pack of monsters coming. Or another one, in this mud pit, there are treacherous alligators you need to avoid and kill and stuff. So another one would be, things are going to get scary from here. Better watch out. Now, I'm not saying these are all what they're going to say. I'm just giving out little side notes, like what the hints will be. So, yeah, without further note, let's keep talking about the game. So, yeah, there's going to be the hints, and this game is going to be difficult. Like I've said in other posts, this is the most difficult game, and your objective is to find the boss of this island, and after you kill him, there will be a portal that you need to go through that will get you to your next segment of the, or your next game that you're going to have to wait for part 3. But now it's not going to be that simple, because there's going to be, the boss has sent out monsters and goblins and wolves and alien creature thingies that you have to kill. And I'm going to try and get it to where they make noise. But if I don't get that, don't worry. It'll still be a good game. But I think the noise would make it cooler. Like, get the sounds, the roaring sounds, you know? I'll try that. I don't know if I can get it, but I'll try. So yeah, and you're going to have to fight these creatures. You have to cross the bridges. I mean, even the bridge crossings will have several choices, like, what would you do? Would you try to jump over the bridge, walk across it, run as fast as you can, stomp across it? And, you know, like, I'm really creative, and if you've played Kids Prison and Stranded Part 1, I picked the most weird, the weirdest choices. Like, I could possibly have made you stomp across the bridge. And, you know, I could possibly have done that and say, if you try to walk on it, I don't know what I'd try to say. I know I'd try to say if you jumped on it, whoops, you jumped up into a knife and died. But, I mean, I'm not saying I'll do that. I'm not going to spoil you guys. It could very well be that you need to jump or walk. I'm just going to put tricky options in there, so. These game books on my site, most of them take more than one time to play. They're frustrating, but they're worth it in the end, right? Yeah. So, without any further ado, let's go to the game of the day, which is called Super Deke Out. Now, this game is a very long game, so I'm only going to play one level, which will take me 2 or 3 minutes. And as you know, by listening to the review, I don't think you've listened to it yet. If you're listening to the podcast today, Monday, Tuesday, or I mean, like today at least, I don't know about Monday and Tuesday, then there's no Super Deke Out review yet. So I'll narrate as I play it, but the review will be posted soon, the more in-depth explanation. So be watching out for that. You know, the review is really going to come out soon, though, because I'm posting the podcast with the game in it, so I need to put up a review. Okay, so let's
start
up. Okay, play Super Deke Out, and it has a cool intro. It's rock music.
Taskbar. Super Deke Out.
Oh wait, not right here.
You start game.
Oh man, I just interrupted it by clicking the volume down button. You'll be able to hear it in the review though. I mean, there is cool stuff at the end too. Cool intro music.
Options.
So let's go.
Start game.
Game. Turn down the volume a little. There we go.
Start game.
even more some. I don't really want it that high.
Start game. Use your up and down easy.
So, let's go to the easy. And I'm
level 1.
Oh, there's the robot. Oh, I'm very close to that wall there. Oh, coins. Good item. Get.
User invisible.
I'm invisible, so the robot can't attack me now. Ha. Check it out, robot.
User speed up.
Oh, ah.
User points.
Come on over there and grab some points. Ooh, another good item.
User points.
More points. Wow. This is amazing.
User invisible.
Invisibility. How much coins do I have?
2 coins remaining.
100
health. Crazy time bonus. Speed shock. Level 2.
Sorry, we're not.
Are you sure you'd like to quit the game? Press enter now. Game over.
Game over.
Your final score is
266,800 points.
Oh my good. That game.
Use your up and start game. Up. Let test speed. Quit game and exit.
That is a high scoring game right there. Now, I have a link to this guy's website. If you go on my links that interest me, it's on the right side. You'll find it if you go down. Links that interest me. And Daniel Zingaro created this. So there's a website that says Daniel Zingaro, game developer or something website. All I know is it says Daniel Zingaro on it. So you'll know. So let's click the quit button and you'll hear the cool segment of rock music, kind of like an exiting rock music. The intro is cooler, but...
Thank you for playing Super Geek Out. For more great accessible games, visit our website at www.danzgames.com.
Okay, that says danzgames.com, but the game was invented in 2004, so...
New frame panel.
So yeah, that's not like it's gonna be updated. It should say DanielZingaro.com or something. I don't remember. I just put it on my website and forgot about it. But he does develop some cool stuff. So I hope you really enjoy this podcast, because, I mean, I put quite a bit of work in these podcasts. Not editing-wise, I'm pretty lazy, but I talk a lot and do some cool stuff. So yeah, rate, you know, enjoy, I don't really care. Explore the blog, and I hope you enjoy your Memorial Day and your upcoming week. I'll keep you posted on the severe, or the thunderstorms that are possible here. Hopefully none of them turn into tornadoes over the next 7 days, but oh well. We'll have to see. And I'll post more blog updates about my life and stuff. Tomorrow school comes back, but tech presentations are over, so I don't know what it's going to be like in there. I'm probably going to find something to do for the next week. There's only 8 days of school, but 7, but we're going to be attending that class. So he'll find something, I'm sure. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's edition of the podcast. I'll see you on June 1st, actually, for another podcast. And then it'll be June 21st, July 1st, July 21st, so on. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.